Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's find out what's been happening basketball here with the Orange Eagles. And joining us online, it's the coach of the men's under-23 Orange Eagles rep side, Troy Hogarth. Good morning to you, Troy.
Morning, Neil. How's things?
Going really well. I was listening to the news or the sport report yesterday with Charlotte, and she mentioned that the Orange Eagles under-23 side took the road trip down to Mossvale on the weekend. I won't spoil the good news, but I think I just have. Now, the trip over on the weekend, tell us what happened.
Well, Neil, we travelled across the Hume onto the Southern Highlands on Saturday for an evening game against the Mossvale Magic. Their home court's a small, intimate venue, and it only takes a few fans to create a lot of noise and atmosphere there.
Yeah, right. So how many courts are they? We've got four across here at PCYC. What have they got?
They've only got two.
Yeah, right. So you get a few in there and it's be quite loud, I'd imagine.
It gets loud, yes, it sure does.
All right. How'd the game go?
Well, going into this game, we felt very confident on the back of last week's efforts. Unfortunately, Neil, we started pretty much the same way as last week with some poor ball security. And Mossvale took full advantage, and they hit three three-pointers to race out to a 9-0 lead. The boys regrouped, and we went into the half down by two, 40-38. We trailed by as much as 14 with 5 minutes to go in the last quarter. But something switched in the team, Neil, and we came out and we outscored them 18-3 in the last 4.5 minutes to get the win by 1 point, 80-79. It was the very definition of coming home with a wet sail.
My word. The week before, of course, you went down by the same margin, and to turn it around, it must be a great feeling for the boys. I'll tell you what, they are showing some real character.
Oh, real character, Neil, and I think this is just another example of that. They sort of let the other team get away from them, but something switches, as I say, and they really dig down, and it's a really gutsy effort. The defence steps up. The boys work really, really hard to keep the opposition out of the paint and force them into some really poor shot choices. Mm. And then they, for whatever reason, they're able to put the points on the board. We hit three three-pointers in a row, and that really lifted the bench, and then they just carried the boys home with their effort on the floor.
That's absolutely huge. They must be absolutely, must have been a great trip home. Now, tell us, who were some of the standouts?
Well, last week's top scorer, Reece O'Neill, he was 20 points this week, so he's continuing his run of 20-point games. And he was well backed up by newcomer Jack Strawns. He had 14. Jack played some fantastic defence on a Mossvale big man, probably giving away 5 or 6 inches in height, and forced that fellow into some really poor defence, poor shots in crunch time. Mm. Ben Maher and Ethan Mitchell contributed 9 each with some really strong moves into the key to score.
Yeah, okay. All right, now, this week, on the road again?
Yes, on the road again. The Road Warriors, we're going to call ourselves. We head to Sutherland this Saturday to play the Sutherland Sharks for another away game. This team were the top team in our pool last year's competition. Sutherland are a strong association and churn out great players. It'll be a tough ask, but we're certainly up for the challenge.
Okay, all right. On the road to Sutherland. Now, here in Orange, the juniors, I believe, have got a big couple of days happening Saturday and Sunday.
They do, Neil. It's round three at PCYC Orange of the Western Waratah League. There's some great games across both Saturday and Sunday. You'll see all sorts of talent there, and I would encourage anybody who's interested in basketball or keen to learn more about basketball to get down to Sir Neville House Stadium, PCYC Orange, on Saturday and Sunday and see some of these junior players demonstrate their skills and abilities.
Now we're talking 12s, 14s, 16s?
The round split, Neil. The kids are playing through Lithgow, Bathurst and Orange. So I think in Orange we've got 14s and 18s, and 16s are over at Bathurst.
Easter's coming up. That'll be a week off, is that right?
Yes, we've got a week off, which will be well earned by the boys. And then we've got another away game after that against the Inner West Bulls at Ryde in Sydney.
Joining us online is Troy Hogarth, under-23's Orange Eagles coach. Thanks for your time and the update this morning, mate. Congratulations on the win and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Neil. Lovely being on the show, and I look forward to seeing everybody at PCYC on Saturday and Sunday.